You're mine, aren't you? That's right. You exist for me. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to do anything except what I tell you to do. I want you to take off your clothes. And as you do, as you unbutton your shirt, unzip your jeans, whatever you're wearing, I want you, as you take those clothing items off, I want you to take off your responsibilities. The work that you need to do later, the people waiting on you, counting on you, all the things that are weighing on your conscience, your to-do list, your responsibilities. As you take off your clothes, leave those responsibilities there. You have no responsibilities save one. To do as I tell you. I want you to sit and close your eyes. Breathe deeply. You belong to me. You are my toy, my plaything. I can hurt you if I wish. I can bring you immense pleasure. I can use you however I like to bring myself pleasure. Of course. You exist here for me now. And that's all. I want you to empty your mind. Whatever you're thinking right now, stop. Think of me. Think of my voice. Think of my needs. Think of everything I tell you. Everything you need to hear. You're mine, and you belong to me. I can touch you if I want. I can touch you, kiss you, scratch you, shake you, slap you, fuck you. I can do anything I want with you because you're mine. But do you know what I want to do? I want to see you naked, sitting calmly with your eyes closed, and I want to run my finger down your face, across your lips, down your throat, down your chest, down, down. All the way to that hard, throbbing cock of yours. You want to be hard for me, don't you? You want to give me pleasure. You want to feel my hand wrapping around your beautiful dick. Of course it's beautiful. It's mine. Isn't it? All of you is mine. And I get to say whether you're beautiful, whether you're enough. I choose. And I say that that your cock is beautiful, and I love the way it feels under my fingers. Stroking you is such a delicious feeling. In part because I love this cock, but also because I know it's mine. You are my favorite toy. And I want you to drop your head back. Expose that throat of yours to me. Expose it so I can kiss and maybe bite. Gently, of course. Gently. But know that I could, if I wanted to, put my hands around your neck and squeeze. Sometimes I like to. Well, choke you. To have you so vulnerable. And you'll let me, won't you? Because you're mine. Because you're my toy. My object. You don't have anything to say. You're just a body. A body that I can play with, that I can toy with, that I can love and abuse, use however I like. But you know. You're safe with me. You know that even as I choke the air from you, I'm taking care of you. You won't be hurt. Not forever. But you'll have that delicious moment where you have a prick of fear go down your spine. But mostly you'll feel grateful, thankful to give yourself over to me. I am in charge. I am the one who makes the decisions about how you breathe, what you use your mouth for, whether this beautiful cock of yours will be slapped or tickled, will be swallowed by me or stroked again until you are so close to some beautiful edge and you can feel that pleasure burning inside you and building, and you want nothing more than to come. But of course I'm going to stop then, because that's the wrong answer. What you should want more than anything is me and my pleasure. And my pleasure isn't denying you your orgasm. I want to bring you to the edge again and again and again, to be interrupted with a hand at your throat, with my fingernails dragging across your chest, with a tweak of your nipple, with biting of your lower lip, that little edge of pain. Oh, it's almost enough to drive you over the edge. Almost. Every time. But you know what you'll be left with? Nothing. Just this burning desire. You want me. You want to please me. You want to come for me. Not for yourself. All that matters is me. Maybe you'll beg. I'd like. It makes me happy to hear my toy ask me. Go ahead. Ask me. if you can come. Such beautiful words while I stroke this beautiful cock. Ah, you're such a fun toy. The way you shake and shudder and how sensitive your skin becomes. It's a shame. Sometimes men can't let themselves experience such a beautiful release. You have nothing to do except exist for me. And right now, I just want you to be close. Bring yourself to the edge for me. Again. If you've already been there once, do it again. Again and again. Again, as long as you hear my voice. I want you to be on the edge, but not come. It's such a good place to be, isn't it? That soft pain, that want, that need. It's for me, isn't it? You just want to come for me. Say it. Say you want to come for me. Say you want to come for your mistress. But you don't sound desperate enough. Stroke faster. So close, aren't you? Do you want to come for mistress? Ask me. Say please. Let me come for you. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that desperate, hard edge in your voice. And then I want you to come for me. I want you to erupt. Fuck, yes. I want you to come so hard and jerk that cock so fast, so hard, and explode for me. My toy. All you need to do is come for me. Come for me now. That's all. And then, take a deep breath and think about how lucky you are to be mine.